Hi there. My name is William Schmalfelt, and I'm calling about a civil no contact order that was taken out against me in January 2016. The file number is 15CVD2054.
Okay.
And what I'd like to know is the plaintiff's gave her address as 501 Red Street in Reidsville, North Carolina. Now, the application for the 50C says you can give an alternative address, but it also says, did the, call it up here so I can quote it exactly. Hang on here just a sec. Under a note to plaintiff, line one, which box did she check?
Under the complaint or
The application, the 50C application.
Okay, but which form?
Hang on just a second. I'm looking at it right now. Hang on. It is form number AOC-CV-520.
Okay. You got a copy of everything that she filled out.
Well, I no longer have it, and I just really have one question.
Okay, and you're wanting to know which
box she checked under line one.
Hold on.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. You wanted to know which line she checked on one, which one she checked?
Yes.
She checked the plaintiff resides.
Okay. And if the plaintiff did not reside in Rockingham County when she filled that out, is that something I should discuss with your local sheriff?
You can talk to a lawyer.
All right. Well, we'll do that. Thank you very much. Right. But she definitely checked. The plaintiff resides in this.
Well, you should have a copy if you would like to make
I moved didn't see any reason to keep this because I thought she still lived in Rockingham County until yesterday. Now I find out that she moved in November 15 to Greensboro, but still filed this suit. Restraining order in January of 2016, claiming she lived in Rockingham County when she lived in Guilford County.
Well, if you'd like a copy, we can mail you a copy of it.
Would you do that? Let me give you my address.
Okay, what's the address?
It's 220.
Okay, we'll get it out to you.
I do appreciate that. All right. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.